so it's rather pleasing to say kick, kick, Tarduac. Anyway, it's in Canada.
Near Toronto?
Nearish.
How nearish?
About 1,700 miles.
No, Carolyn, I'm sorry, I absolutely can't. I've got a job on Thursday.
No, you haven't.
I do, not with MGN. I mean a delivery job with my van.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
It matters to me, Carolyn. Happens to be the only thing I'm actually paid to do.
Right. I've looked it up on my phone. It's a tiny, isolated settlement in the Arctic Circle. Why on earth are we going there?
Because that is where the polar bears are.
And where do the polar bears want to go?
The polar bears don't want to go anywhere. The polar bears just want to be left in peace and quiet. But that is where the polar bears find themselves bang out of luck, because we are picking up a dozen tourists from unbeaten track travel and flying them past every polar bear we can find between Toronto and Kick-Kick-Tarduac.
What? Are we? Polar bears? We're going to fly over polar bears and see them and look at them and be with the polar bears?
Yes.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. But for one thing, Gertie's much too fast a plane. You need a prop engine aircraft to watch wildlife, not a jet.
Well, why can't you just fly slower?
Yeah, we can just fly slower.
No, we can't.
Of course we can. We can come down to 100, 120 easily, as long as we watch the angle of bank.
Yeah, Martin. We just need to watch the angle of bank and the polar bears. We need to watch the polar bears.
No, we can't. She'd be hard to manoeuvre and likely to stall. It would be incredibly dangerous and unprofessional.
Fun, though. When do we leave?
Straight away.
No!
Good!
Brilliant!
Oh, if you're online, Douglas, look up polar bears or exploring or something.
Why?
Because one of you will have to give a lecture on it. Unbeaten Track's thing is that the crew are all experts on the region and they give lectures.
Can I give a lecture on polar bears?
No.
What do you know about polar bears, Arthur?
Polar bears are... brilliant.
You might want to pad that out with some PowerPoints. All right. Alfred Hitchcock.
Ooh, okay. Let's hear it.
Hello, my name is First Officer Douglas Richardson. On behalf of the captain and myself, a warm welcome aboard this MJN flight to Kick-Kick-Tarduac. Just to let you know, we will be flying out from Toronto today, roughly north by northwest, at the vertigo-inducing height of 20,000 feet, way above the birds. You will already have met your purser today, Carolyn Rebecca Topaz, but now, as the lady vanishes behind the torn curtain into the galley, the steward will hold you spellbound with his notorious demonstration of the 39 steps to a safe evacuation, though these basically boil down to 3. Pull the rope, inflate the lifeboat, and escape through the rear window.
10?
13. I think I very nearly got the man who knew too much in, but I was, after all, talking about Arthur.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello. I'm the captain, Martin Creeper, and this is...
Nancy Dean Leaphart.
Not quite, but what an interesting guess.
Expedition supervisor, unbeaten track travel. What was that, please?
What was what?
The Hitchcock thing.
Oh, you noticed that. Well done.
In an emergency, climb out through the rear window. Does that strike you as a professional thing for the pilot of an aircraft to say?
No, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not is right. So what the hell just happened?
I can assure you, madam, I am entirely professional in all...
No, you're not. I can tell professionalism a mile off. You don't have it, sir. This guy has it. You don't.
Oh, well. Do I? I mean, yes, I do, actually. Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
So, why did you let him do it?
Yes, why did you let me do it?
Yes, I do apologise. Rest assured, I will be disciplining him.
Oh, will you?
Yes, I will. And the rest of the flight will be conducted in an entirely professional atmosphere of the utmost professionality that I always bring to my
profession?
Workplace.
Hello, everything all right in here?
Ah, are you Carolyn Shappy-Nappy?
More or less. Hello, pleased to meet you.
Nancy Dean Leaphart, Expedition Supervisor. I was expecting you to meet me and the travelers at the gate.
Oh, yes, sorry. I was unavoidably detained in the airport, helping the steward find a book about polar bears.
So, in your absence, I had to conduct them aboard a strange aircraft, in every sense, get them seated, and then listen to your first officer squeezing Hitchcock films into the cabin address.
Oh, how many did you get?